From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. The Alaska Marine Highway System shutdown of regional service until March is having ripple effects for Southeast Alaska's mining sector. As KHNS's Claire Strimple reports, some of the 30 miners living in Haines are struggling to get to work and keep their jobs.
David Lawrence works at the Kensington Mine. The mine runs a shuttle ferry from Juneau's road system, but he has to commute about 100 miles south from his home in Haines to make the connection. For that, he's long relied on the Alaska Marine Highway System.
But now there's no more ferry, so I'm trying to fly in between the weather, what looks good.
Recently, it hasn't been looking good. Winter storm warnings have grounded flights for weeks, which is usual for this time of year.
Yeah, in the wintertime, I try not to chance not making it work, because I only got so many days of vacation. So I usually try to schedule around the ferry.
But that hasn't been an option lately. The Alaska Marine Highway System's sole main liner broke down last month. Now it's expected to be out for at least 4 more weeks. There are few options. One of two regional airlines, Harris Air, shut down flight service last year. That leaves just Alaska Seaplanes, which doesn't always have flights available. So in the meantime, Lawrence is burning vacation days if he misses work. He says he has 2 left.
If I miss more than 2 days of work after that point in time, then I'm fired.
He realizes it's not personal. It's company policy. But it's been a source of stress for him and his wife, Nikki.
There's nothing around it.
And everything for 6 months.
Yeah, losing insurance. And I mean, they might give me a chance after 90 days, or maybe I can get the next opening. But
that screws.
But that's still, yeah, messes with you.
Kensington schedules him 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. With fewer ferries in the schedule, even when it is running, that leaves less time at home. His wife, Nikki, says the reality is he's gone more than he's home to help raise their 2 children.
When he has to schedule to go 4 days early just to catch the ferry, then it doesn't even work out. And then he gets stuck in Juneau for 3 to 4 days. He's only home for 1 week, and he's gone for 3. And, yeah, Porter's teeny tiny, and 3 weeks away from him makes a huge difference.
Porter's their 6-month-old son. She says, don't get her wrong. Overall, the job at the mine's been a blessing for their family. There's health insurance, and the pay is unlike anything else he could find in Haines. It's not just Kensington Mine employees, either. The Greens Creek Mine on Admiralty Island runs a commuter ferry from the Juneau Road System, too. All told, there's about 30 Haines-area miners working at both mines.
Obviously, the ferry situation is tough right now, both from funding and a maintenance perspective.
Mike Satry is a manager at Greens Creek.
We always recommend that they keep some of their short notice vacation days in their back pocket to ensure they can leave shift a day or two early to get home if the weather allows, or come into Juneau a day or two early to make sure they can get to work on time.
Both mines run around the clock. They're underground, so stormy weather isn't a reason not to come to work. Haines miner Adrian Nash works at Greens Creek. He said the Alaska Marine Highway System was really convenient when it was running. His employer's shuttle ferry pulls up next to the state ferry terminal in Juneau's Auk Bay.
So I was able to just go right from my boat, walk over to the ferry, hop right on the ferry, and make it home, and be home within 4.5 hours of getting off of shift. So it was pretty easy. It was a good situation.
His daughter naps while we talk, and a kitten claws over his lap. He and 5 coworkers are slated to be at work on Monday, and he's nervous that planes won't fly. He said by the end of January this year, he'd used up a third of his paid time off. Liz Cornejo is the president of the local chapter of the Alaska Miners Association. She says mine workers who commute from other states don't have to worry about this. Their jets make it to Juneau.
When it's easier to get to Juneau from Montana than it is from Haines, that becomes an issue for workers and local hire or regional hire.
Miners like Lawrence and Nash take home around $100,000 a year. Multiply that by the 30-odd miners in Haines, and you have a gross local payroll of around $3 million. The families have roots here. Their children's grandparents live in town. But Nikki Lawrence says she's thought about leaving.
And it is frustrating. I mean, he has coworkers that live as far away as Florida that get home sooner than he does, you know.
Her husband, David, isn't as sure.
It's crossed my mind. I mean, it definitely has. We've already invested in trying to stay in Haines with buying a house and trying to fix it up and stuff like that. And I don't want to leave it mid-project, but if it boils down to something, I mean, who knows?
their infant son, Porter, flashes his dad a smile from his mother's arms. His father will be leaving for his two-week shift next week. But it won't be 2 weeks. It'll be longer. He's flying out 3 days early to be sure he keeps his job at the mine. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
And a national expert on Arctic policy told state lawmakers on Thursday that Alaska will be at the front line of global competition over Arctic ocean resources. Mike Sfraga directs the Polar Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center, a Washington, D.C. think tank. He says climate change is making the Arctic Ocean more accessible.
That's why I've called Alaska the nation's vanguard, because this is a new ocean, this is a new landscape of competition, and that's why we must be diligent in what we do, I believe, in the state of Alaska.
Sfraga says Alaska can no longer be seen as isolated. He noted that China has invested in a gas pipeline through Siberia, and Russia has developed both commercial and military sites in the Arctic. Sfraga says the U.S. should develop a deep water port in or near the Arctic. He says research suggests it could be a Nome or another site. And he says the country should be prepared to invest heavily in the project.
This nation needs a deep water port. We just need one. And we have more reports than we can stack on a table. Pick one. And then do a Manhattan Project on it. I mean, if it's Nome, then let's go all in on Nome.
Sfraga says the U.S. should establish a greater military presence in the Arctic. Sfraga's testimony was part of the annual meeting of the Legislature Joint Armed Service Committee. And in other news, Donald Trump Jr. and his son will be embarking on a week-long hunt for Sitka black-tailed deer and ducks in southeast Alaska. And a spot to join them is being auctioned off to the highest bidder. For one Juneau-based guide, it's a way to teach his guest about the importance of the Tongass National Forest at a crucial time. Keegan McCarthy owns Coastal Alaska Adventures, a business that guides visitors on yacht-based hunts. He's also developing a new program that will help kids learn the subsistence values he grew up with. A big part of that revolves around Sitka black-tailed deer.
That's what my family subsisted on. Growing up in Juneau, all we ate was Sitka black-tailed deer. And still to this day, that's what my family eats. So sharing that message and the importance of that resource, you know, with the young hunters.
McCarthy is well connected in the guided hunting scene. In fact, he spoke on a cell phone where he's attending the Safari Club International Convention in Reno, Nevada. McCarthy is auctioning off the Alaska hunt there and online. It'll help fund his new youth program. And he tapped a famous acquaintance to come along, Donald Trump Jr.
As a hunter, I do personally believe that his morals and ethics are excellent in the hunting world.
Trump Jr. has been criticized by the Humane Society for his hunting practices. Photos of him posing next to a dead elephant in 2012 caused a stir among animal rights groups. But McCarthy stresses Trump Jr. is conservation-minded, and the deer on this hunt aren't being shot for just trophies. The meat will be served on board the yacht, taken home, or donated.
You know, like farm-to-table type concepts for the Sitka Blacktail. We stress the importance of how, you know, we eat what we harvest.
But McCarthy has another thing he wants to teach Donald Trump Jr. and his guest about a subsistence lifestyle in southeast Alaska. He thinks it's largely dependent on protecting habitat in the Tongass National Forest. McCarthy is outspoken in his opposition to changes to the roadless rule in the Tongass, which could increase logging. The Trump administration has been pushing for that. But McCarthy says it's not a secret that he'd like to see an end to large timber sales in the national forest. He's spoken to Trump Jr. about it before, and that conversation will continue when he visits in November.
And hopefully, if anything, we can bend a sympathetic ear towards getting somebody potentially as influential as he is out there to really see what we're doing and see how important the Tongass National Forest is. So I do think this can be beneficial if done right.
As of Friday, the auction was going for around $18,000. It closes on Saturday, the final day of the Safari Club convention. And in other news, a Utah man arrested for the death of his wife on board a Southeast Alaska cruise ship could spend the rest of his life in federal prison. 42-year-old Kenneth Manzanares pled guilty on Friday to second-degree murder for the July 2017 death of his 39-year-old wife, Christy Manzanares. During a hearing at U.S. District Court in Juneau, Manzanares said it was true that he and his wife got into an argument in the room aboard the Emerald Princess cruise ship outside of Ketchikan. Manzanares originally pled not guilty to first-degree murder in the case, but changed his plea to the lesser charge. His change of plea averts a trial in the case. Sentencing is scheduled to start May 28th. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of tonight, some fog will be rolling in and lows around 29. For tomorrow, a chance of snow and freezing fog and lows or highs near 37. You're listening to KTOO.